All right, and now we're heading north from where I am to Sudbury to speak with Jenny Hayman, Dr. Jenny Hayman. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Terry. What do you want to know? What are we talking about today?
Well, first I want to know about you. Tell me about you.
As Terry mentioned, my name is Jenny Hayman, a Dr. Jenny Hayman, which is a fairly recent phenomenon, still kind of fun. Awesome. I am chair of teaching and learning at Cambrian College in Sudbury, and we are a small to medium-sized college in the Ontario context. We have about 5,000 full-time students, and we cover all kinds of programs that are vocationally related and business programs. And it's a really fun job. I have a really great team called the Teaching and Learning Innovation Hub team with lots of really smart people on it. I love my work and that's what I do.
Awesome. And we all are very jealous of the awesome team you have up there. So good. So question is, there's a tendency in an online learning when you're building some stuff out for the first time to fill it with stuff to do, to read, to click through, to watch and stuff. And not leave much space. So what's your, as a veteran instructional designer, what's your favorite way to leave space for learners to you know, make room for themselves to do something that they want to do with the course?
It does make sense. So anybody's task when they're asked to shift their mindset very rapidly to something they're not used to and not necessarily practiced at doing is kind of a panic mode, but really what you can ground yourself in is the learning outcomes for the course. What is it that I said the learners would be able to do when they were done with the course? Or what is it, you know, my ministry tells me the learners should be able to do when they finish this particular course, right? And so just finding ways to live into that, to that core basic, rather than there's a lot of nice to haves as passionate professional discipline experts. Faculty members and educators want to overshare typically about their passion for what they do, but narrowing down to those core elements is really critical. And then providing as much choice as you can provide for students. So that's tricky because, as you're saying, you're looking for space. You don't want to overwhelm them. Where you can give them choices to explore their curiosity, but still achieve the learning outcomes is the real sweet spot.
Yes. Awesome. That's a great, great tip. And, you know, it's funny. I've been doing this other thing called Teaching Hub Radio where everybody has picked a song. So I almost just asked you, Ann, what song did you pick? And tell us about your song.
Oh, I haven't picked a
song. I do not have your song lined up because that is not this. So.
I could sing something.
Oh, yes, that's true. Another,
another day. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome. All right. Awesome. Enjoy your session. And I say hi to all the folks who are listening.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Terry.